Kenny Selby, the SNP have taken Kirkcaldy and Cowdenbeath, second place for Labour. How are you feeling?
Well, obviously, from a personal point of view, I'm extremely disappointed at the result. We've seen a wave of support for the SNP across the whole country. Kirkcaldy and Cowdenbeath, unfortunately, has not been immune to that, and a similar result has been seen here, as it looks as though we're going to see across the whole of Scotland today. So, extremely disappointed, but also very proud at the campaign that we've run. I think it was an unprecedented campaign for the Labour Party and the constituency in terms of the contacts that we made, the communications that we put out, and the engagement, direct engagement that we had with voters in the constituency. So I go away with my head held high at the campaign that we've run.
What do you think has prompted this massive swing from Labour to the SNP?
It's a combination of things, but we certainly sensed a mood for change out in society as we've been going through this campaign. And it really is quite hard to put your finger on, you know, why it's kind of shifted towards SNP, but certainly there is a mood out there for change. And obviously people have decided today in our constituency, but it looks across the whole of Scotland, that they've decided that they think that change will come with SNP.
Just finally, what does this mean for Scottish Labour as a whole? What now has to change?
Labour are going to have to reflect on these results quite significantly. But for me, it's not about a leadership issue. It's actually about how we reconnect with our communities, how we focus on policy, what are our priorities in terms of social justice, and then actually trying to make sure that people understand that. The frustrating thing for me in this election, and this has been borne out with some of the conversations we're having on the doorsteps, is that I believe that we've had a fantastic manifesto for this election, some really credible policies which are fully funded, could have been implemented almost immediately with the Labour government, and it's sad that we're not going to have the opportunity to do that now.